Tourism Brief, Episode 4.
Are you looking for some simple and logical business coaching tips and need advice that will help your tourism, travel, or destination company? Manny Papadoulis from Icon Tourism, one of the tourism industry's leading consultants and business coach, reveals strategies, tactics, and marketing solutions that will give you the results that you're looking for. So grab your notepad and pen as Manny Papadoulis and his guests reveal some great tourism business nuggets. The Tourism Brief understands the business of tourism. Now, here's your host, Manny Papadoulis.
Thank you and hi. Manny Papadoulis here from Icon Tourism Consulting, your host today for the Tourism Brief. Now, some of you would know that I've been away for a couple of weeks and it's the school holidays in Western Australia. And I took the family and headed on down south to Dunsborough. For those that don't know Western Australia, Dunsborough is about 3 hours away, down south, on the beach, on the coast, amongst a beautiful country, wine country, lots of fantastic beaches, lots of beautiful bays, lots of natural bushland, and it's a fantastic place, a lot of beautiful bays and vistas everywhere. We went down, I took the family, had an amazing holiday, but one thing that stuck with me was the missed tourism opportunity by not offering free Wi-Fi to visitors at venues such as the wineries, attractions, and even at key natural iconic attractions that we stood over and had a look at. And some of you know me really well. This is one of my pet peeves. It just seems like a no-brainer. Free, fast internet access would increase the number of real-time photos, posts, check-ins, etc., about the venue or attraction on social platforms. Our family went to some fantastic beaches, wineries, restaurants, visited the animal farm, High Guys, and other attractions all over Dunsborough, Margaret River, and Yallingham, the other two towns that are close to Dunsborough. And everywhere there were hordes of local, national, and even some international tourists. All of them clutching cameras, video gear, smartphones, and iPads, particularly the Chinese. Chinese seem to love their iPads that they use to capture every moment. But how many of them uploaded them then and there? I took loads of photos myself, but saved them for sharing later when I got back to the resort where we were staying at, which had paid Wi-Fi, another beef of mine. So how did I was saving it so as not to chew through my 3G data on my mobile phone. So when you're traveling, internet access can become very expensive as there is less access to Wi-Fi than you have when you're at home or work. Ironically though, you probably use it more because you're checking directions on Google Maps, researching accommodation or transport options, reading reviews about cafes, or finding out info about the local attractions. All of this we did while I was away. And what happens is my phone battery runs down faster, and because I'm on 3G for longer than usual and I'm not have easy access to a charger, so power and internet access became two of the essential items when traveling and when we were traveling away last week. Because I would wait until the end of the day, I had accumulated other images that I also wanted to post. So I edited down the number that I had and shared it as if I was doing it in real time. By providing free Wi-Fi, tourist attractions would have an easy and simple way of encouraging an increase in the amount of social chatter and sharing about their venue, attraction, hotel or resort. And anywhere that there are queues, there are people huddled over phones. And in a short trip, we encountered a number of queues due to it being the school holidays in Perth, West Australia. It would also differentiate the venue and make them a more attractive choice in a destination where there's an overload of options for visitors. Taking photos of yourself isn't just for overseas tourists. It's what everyone does now. Enabling access to the internet isn't a marketing ploy. It's just good business sense and part of our tourism, hospitality and tourism fabric. In Europe, there's free Wi-Fi everywhere. Tiny tavernas in the hills of Greece or Italy have free Wi-Fi. Hard to get to villages out of the way monuments also have free Wi-Fi. In the national parks in Canada, they have set up free Wi-Fi in 20 key iconic locations. New Zealand, in the smallest towns, have free Wi-Fi. Australia needs to get on board, and if your destination around the world is not providing this, it needs to get on board as well. I think now, for the next 1 to 2 years in Australia, those that offer free Wi-Fi will have some sort of a marketing edge just in the short term, because in the end, it's going to be a no-brainer and everyone will be providing it. I have a personal mission to encourage all hospitality and tourism outlets to offer a reasonable period of free Wi-Fi. And people have got to stop thinking of it as an expense to pass on to the consumer, but look at it as a marketing expense. Something that is spent to attract people to stay at your hotel or visit your venue. Here are some of my other, if you're not convinced, here are some other reasons you should give Wi-Fi at your hospitality or tourism business a go. A recent survey of hotels.com reported that free Wi-Fi is a must when choosing a hotel room, and that is now the primary in-room hotel perk that they'll base their decision around. 31% of those surveyed by hotels.com said they expected free Wi-Fi in a hotel now. People are more likely to mention and talk about your business on social media if they are given the opportunity to connect easily with free Wi-Fi. And I would have done this on my holiday. We went to half a dozen wineries. I only talked about two, but the other four were just as good, just didn't have the time and got back and didn't upload the photos. In the moment, in the present, in at now is when people want to do it, and if there's a free Wi-Fi, they will do it. You can encourage roaming salespeople, if you're in the city, to use your cafe or bar for meetings with people that live locally and will probably come back. Everybody knows how inexpensive internet is on the whole, particularly on bulk, by charging your customers. They know it's just another way for you to make money on top of their coffee. It can encourage people to stay in your cafe or restaurant for longer and spend more time. If you don't, you'll be put to shame by companies like Adams Coaches in Perth, West Australia, which have free Wi-Fi, or places like Karajini Eco Resort Retreat in the middle of Karajini Park, miles from anywhere, an hour and a half from the closest town, has Wi-Fi and charges a very, very small fee, like something like $20 for the week. You'll also be down behind the little towns in Greece, in New Zealand, and around the world that offer free Wi-Fi in their main streets. They even have free Wi-Fi now at base camp at Mount Everest. So, you know, they've got it on planes now. They're putting it in buses. By adding a landing page, you'll encourage more people to like your brand on Facebook, follow you on Twitter, or check in Foursquare. The technology is set up. Secure free Wi-Fi spot is now very affordable, and the ongoing costs are minimal. If you still think it's expensive, then combine with the people around you and offer a area of free Wi-Fi with the 4 or 5 venues that might be in a couple of kilometres of each other. Or even, heaven forbid, we talk to our competitors down the road and say, listen, let's combine, let's offer a free Wi-Fi to all our clients. It can be done, folks. I know it's expensive in regional West Australia. They are rolling out the national broadband, although that's being changed somewhat. But it is something that can be done, and you should look and do the numbers. If you're the only person providing free Wi-Fi in a remote location, I can guarantee any visitor that's in town will be visiting you and or your premises. You can actively encourage new customers, like I said. They can run to the cost of offering free Wi-Fi on buses and planes, so you know you should be able to do it. It'll stop people complaining about it. If you don't have it, it gives something for free that will make you feel good inside. More importantly, why do you do it? Because your clients want it. Do you know that one of the biggest complaints of Chinese into Australia at the moment, 70% complain that the Wi-Fi is very slow in Australia. Tell me about it. Well, number two, it is there's not enough free Wi-Fi. As soon as they walk off the plane, they're attached, looking for the free Wi-Fi, wanting to communicate back home, wanting to let people know they've arrived in Australia. Free Wi-Fi, guys, it's a no-brainer. Now, let's have a listen to my mate, Timmy Warren, out of the US. He's got some more tips on on retention rate and bounce rate and looking at your website. He's just come back from Bali and Borneo, so he's just sent me this recording. Have a listen.
Hey, Tourism Tim Warren here, back from my business and vacation in Borneo and Bali. I had an awesome time and a great opportunity to experience once again, firsthand, what an awesome difference great customer service makes on your overall experience, and more importantly, how did I feel and what did I say to clients and on my social media network, which is sizable, when I got back about those operators. It got me thinking about one of my clients, Hamanasi Adventure and Dive Resort in Belize. Now, they happen to be named one of the top small boutique hotels in the world. That was a TripAdvisor readers survey, and they were awarded this highly coveted award in 2013. Now, business is really good for Hamanasi Resort. You can find them at hamanasi.com, but they've recently hired me to help redo their whole website because they realized that although they get a lot of traffic from TripAdvisor, they spend a ton of money on pay-per-click and work hard and organic, what they realized is two critical things. They were not getting as much inquiries or leads from the visitors, and two, the percentage of people that were coming to their website was a small percentage actually calling and booking trips. So what this meant is that their cost to acquire a client was quite high. Now even though they have they're the number one ranked, let me see, specialty lodge in the region in Belize, and even though they ranked one of the top small boutique hotels in the world, traffic and more importantly, conversion really matters. So they're very smart to hire me. To essentially, we're going to go through their whole website and look for opportunities on where can we increase not traffic, but how can we increase retention, getting people to stay longer. Two, how can we capture more of those visitors and turn them into prospects so that we can market to them over time? And three, how can we convert more strangers into friends and friends into customers? So our goal is to lower our marketing costs and increase our overall sales conversions. And what this will do is that their profits will go up, their cost to market will go down, and they're going to be able to further expand their business and their profits. So really, when you're looking at your marketing, in closure, what I want to remind you is that traffic, just pursuing traffic without looking at conversion, that is turning web visitors into prospects that you can market to over time, as well as what percentage of your web traffic or your prospect list is converting into sales and revenues, is key. Without sales conversion, nothing else matters. And that's what I want to leave you with today. Look at your Google Analytics, see what percentage of people are coming to your site, and then look at how many people are signing up for a newsletter or emailing you or calling. Divide those two numbers and you're going to come up with a percentage of what percentage of overall web traffic is converting into a lead or sale. Small little improvements in your website and your marketing and lead capture makes a huge difference in your bottom line. Remember, in tourism marketing, small hinges swing big doors. Tourism Tim is signing off, and for more tips on how to get your website to sell, how to increase your conversion, click on the link next to this audio and check out my popular and best-selling and guaranteed course, Tourism Marketing Success. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you can't find Tim's link, thank you very much for that, Tim, but if you can't find his link, because sometimes this podcast is getting distributed in other areas, just look for Tourism Marketing Success. Plug in Tourism Tim Warren and you'll find it. It's a fantastic course. It's very, very practical, very hands-on. You get, I don't know, 45 videos where you can watch and learn how to get your website ready, how to make sure that your bounce rate is less, and how to secure more bookings. Tim is a genius at what he does. I have a lot of respect for his knowledge and ability as a tourism consultant. Okay, that's about bringing us to the end of our episode 4. I wanted to thank a lot of my staff for helping me pull all this together and getting my notes ready. It's fantastic. Brian Bowater and Kerri-Ann Nims, who work in tourism, Icon Tourism. Look forward to our next episode of the Tourism Brief. If you have any questions about what you heard today or any of the podcasts, please send me an email at manny@icontourism.com.au. That's manny@icontourism.com.au. If you want to talk and have a free discussion about some coaching, one-on-one coaching, some group coaching, or if you need a marketing plan, destination plan done, then please also give us a call. And finally, many people aren't aware, but we do come and lecture on many of the topics that we talk about in our the Tourism Brief. And we have a lot of different topics we can talk about. So if you've got your visitor centre, your local tourism organisation, your regional tourism organisation, and you're looking for a lecture, then please give us a call or email at manny@icontourism. That's it. Here's to your marketing success, and we'll see you next time on the Tourism Brief.